Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A. I'm Angelie Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Devin Gay, and I have a question for you two. What do video games, webcomics, and the Pope have in common?
I couldn't even guess.
Is this a riddle?
Not exactly, but by the end of this episode, you're going to find out. Today, we're going to talk about a rising star in the indie video game scene, someone who went from a teenager hacking old Nintendo games and writing his own chiptunes for them to writing music for Pokemon in just 10 years. Some of our listeners have already guessed it. I want to talk about Toby Fox.
Ooh, that's the developer of Undertale, right?
Developer and composer. He mostly worked on the game independently. He had some help with art assets, but gameplay and especially the soundtrack were pretty much all him.
There's a song from Undertale that sounds like a great place to start, actually. This is called Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time, composed by Toby Fox and performed by the Fifth House Ensemble. It's a song that plays during the opening sequence of the game Undertale. Although in the original game, the song is more of an old-school chiptune.
Oh yeah. So even though he's only been composing since the late 2000s, Toby loves to work with old synthesized instruments and sound fonts like you'd hear in video games from the 80s and 90s.
He started out mostly doing his own passion projects in high school around 2008. There's actually a really famous song he wrote back then called Megalovania.
Not yet. We're going to come back to that. We'll talk more about Undertale in a bit. There's something else he worked on first. See, he created a lot of music for something called Homestuck.
Thank you.
Savior of the Waking World, composed by Toby Fox for Homestuck. Now, that was really interesting because for a second there, I thought it was going to be a chiptune, but then it broke out into something much, much different.
That's something you'll hear all throughout Toby's music. He loves to experiment with the crunchy video game sounds that a lot of gamers grew up hearing, and then he'll mix in more traditional instruments. We hear a lot of that nowadays, but back in the aughts, it was still a pretty niche concept.
Meanwhile, there's Homestuck. It started out more like a daily comic strip, but it used the internet to its advantage by prompting readers to tell the characters what to do next. And eventually, it goes off the rails and starts introducing music and full-length animated segments and even playable video games, all presented as the next page in the story. Toby Fox already loved making music inspired by the webcomics he was reading, so Homestuck was a natural fit.
So, whatever you think about Homestuck...
And opinions vary wildly.
Anyone into internet culture in the 2000s cannot deny that it had an influence. It got real weird, and it did some crazy things that no one expected.
So bridging the gap between tradition and technology, using the internet to find new ways to create and share their art.
Thank you.
That was Moonsetter, and before that, Liquid Negrosity by Toby Fox.
I knew that was Toby Fox as soon as that dirty sax came in. Illegal saxophones are one of his hallmarks.
Funny thing, I'm a huge fan of his later work, and I knew he did music for Homestuck, but I didn't know how much of it was his until I started researching this episode, and it was all just one big unexpected nostalgia trip for me.
Well, here's one last nostalgia bomb for you from Toby's Homestuck era. This is Gaia Queen. I'm Angeli.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Devin. On today's episode of Press A to Play, we're listening to the music of Toby Fox. You just heard Gaia Queen, a track Toby wrote for Homestuck.
Homestuck was pretty important to Toby's career, and there was something even bigger on the horizon.
Around 2012, when Toby's work on the music for Homestuck was winding down, he started on a big project of his own, a game called Undertale.
He released a demo for the game around that time, which included the first area, the Ruins, where you're introduced to a monster named Toriel.
Thank you.
That was Toriel Medley, an arrangement of different pieces that were composed by Toby Fox for the first part of his game Undertale. That performance was by the orchestra Music Engine.
All right, y'all, I got a confession. I haven't actually played Undertale yet. I swear I'm gonna do it. It's on my list. Don't at me.
Well, neither have I, but I wasn't even a gamer when it came out. What's your excuse?
I don't see what the big deal is. It looks like one of those old RPGs on the original Nintendo. Why does everyone love it so much?
It's hard to explain. It does that thing where it's really silly and weird and cartoony, and then out of nowhere it hits you with an emotional gut punch. So you play as a young child, and the game starts when you fall into a deep cavern that happens to be inhabited by monsters. They were all trapped down there ages ago, banished to live underground after losing a war with the humans. But right from the start, this game defies one of the oldest conventions of video games. You don't have to fight the monsters that attack you. You can choose pacifism.
Okay, that's pretty rare in games, but it's not really unique to Undertale.
No, but Undertale takes that idea to its furthest extreme. The game changes dramatically if you choose to never kill anyone. It also makes the game really hard, because like in a lot of other games, you can level up your character and get stronger, but only by killing monsters.
Ooh, that wouldn't be very pacifist, would it?
And I'm guessing the monsters aren't actually all that bad once you get to know them.
Of course, it's entirely your choice if you want to play that way, but your actions will have a real effect on the world around you and on the way your story ends, and you might not even realize it until it's too late, especially if you choose the opposite of pacifism.
Oh, that actually sounds really intriguing, a game where you're befriending monsters instead of fighting them.
Yeah, but man, there's so much more to it than that. The characters, they're all really wonderfully written, and the music, the way the different melodies get remixed to tie different characters together. I don't know what kind of magic Toby Fox cast on all of us, but I still get misty-eyed listening to some of the music from this game.
Funny that game with crusty pixel graphics and talking skeletons telling bad jokes can have an effect on people.
You had to be there.
Okay. Speaking of talking skeletons...
Thank you.
That was the Papyrus Medley, performed by Music Engine and featuring songs such as Snowden Town and Bone Trussel, originally composed by Toby Fox. These past few pieces have been fully orchestrated, but the original music for the game had more of that mishmash of chiptunes and traditional instruments that Toby Fox loves.
Right, so fun fact, for the 5th anniversary of Undertale's release, Toby worked with Music Engine to put on a live Undertale concert. It was streamed to YouTube for the whole world to see, and I would encourage anyone who's enjoying this music to go seek it out because it was a fantastic performance. That's why I chose to share their arrangements today.
We have one more arrangement by Music Engine, made up of a selection of tunes from a peaceful and serene place called Waterfall. This is where you suddenly find yourself pursued by the leader of the Monster King's Royal Guard, Undyne.
Thank you.
That was the Undyne Medley, featuring several pieces composed by Toby Fox for his game Undertale, including such songs as Waterfall, Memory, Nya, and Spear of Justice.
He's really got away with song titles, doesn't he?
All right, you can have a break, Ange. This next song plays as you finally learn the full history of the monsters trapped in the underground. This is a piece straight from the game, and it's simply titled Undertale.
Thank you.
That was Undertale, composed and created by Toby Fox.
Now, Undertale made a huge impact. On release, it immediately took the internet by storm, and it sold many, many millions of copies over the years. So naturally, Toby took that success and put it right back into developing his next game, Deltarune.
Hold up, that's just an anagram of Undertale.
Good catch. It's fitting, because the game takes a lot of the characters and themes from the previous game and just remixes and rearranges them, kind of like an alternate reality.
And it's also free?
So far, yeah. The game's being developed chapter by chapter. So far, the first two have been completed and released for free. He'll be charging for the rest of the game, but I think that's mostly because this time around, he's hired a lot more people to help with development.
As you said, using his success to fuel the creative process and make bigger, better things. This next piece is from Deltarune Chapter 1, titled Field of Hopes and Dreams. That was Field of Hopes and Dreams, composed by Toby Fox for Deltarune Chapter 1.
And I definitely heard more of that illegal, dirty saxophone in there.
He can't resist. So each chapter of Deltarune mostly takes place in something like a parallel world. Maybe it's all in your imagination, maybe not. The first chapter explores a world built from chess pieces and playing cards.
So kind of like Alice in Wonderland?
Sure, but you're trapped in there with your high school bully, and instead of psychedelics, you just get memes. And then you get even more memes in the second chapter when you get sucked into the internet.
Thank you.
You just heard A Cyber's World, composed by Toby Fox for Deltarune Chapter 2.
I love that piece. It's one of my favorites from all of Deltarune. I'm really looking forward to Chapter 3 and beyond.
All right, so this has all been great, but we mentioned at the top something about the Pope. What does any of this have to do with the Pope?
Well, there's one song we haven't played yet. It's a song that's become so infused into the internet and video game culture that most gamers recognize it from just the first few notes. And the most surreal thing happened in January of 2022. A circus troupe performing for Pope Francis played a rendition of Toby Fox's most infamous composition, Megalovania.
They played that for the Pope?
They played that for the Pope.
Okay, I have so many questions. What instruments? Who were they? Most importantly, did the Pope like
it? And we're out of time. This has been Press A to Play from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Anjali Dodia.
And I'm Devin Gay.
I hope this music of Toby Fox has filled you with determination. Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting.